T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the WCCO Morning News. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Sloan Martin. You know me from the WCCO Newsroom, but you also know me from the Minnesota Lynx as well, broadcasting their games since 2019. And we're going to bring in True Pettigrew, who's the Vice President of Player Programs, Diversity and Inclusion with the Timberwolves and Lynx, to talk about Juneteenth, which is Saturday, the 19th of June, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day. And it dates back to 1865, when the farthest reaches of enslaved people in Texas were informed of their freedom due to the Emancipation Proclamation 2.5 years earlier. True, thank you for joining us to talk about this important holiday.
No, my pleasure, Sloan. Thank you for having me.
So what is the importance, the significance of commemorating Juneteenth? This goes back centuries now, and I think some people might still be learning about it.
Yeah, that's been my experience, is that a lot of people are still learning about it. And so we've got a lot of work to do in that area, right, and how we teach and share the history of our nation. And I think the significance of it, I would liken it to the significance of Independence Day, the 4th of July, how we feel so much emotion and joy for celebrating and acknowledging the independence of America, right? And I think we're all very familiar with that, and we all can conjure up the certain feelings and emotions of that sense of freedom and that sense of liberty for the men and women of our nation. And I liken it to that because Juneteenth, in my opinion, is a representation of when all Americans have achieved their freedom, because that wasn't necessarily the reality in 1776. But in June of 1865, that is when we, all Americans, have received their independence. And well, technically, it probably didn't really happen until later that year, in December of 1865, when the 13th Amendment was ratified. But Juneteenth is when the announcement was made to those furthest reaching slave states that you referenced in Galveston, Texas, when the Emancipation Proclamation was read and proclaimed. And so that's cause for celebration, I think, for the entire nation.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at the historical background of that and learn more about where that comes from. There's celebrations all over the Twin Cities, but what is a good way to celebrate, or is it something to reflect on at the same time? You know, why we are celebrating Juneteenth? What is a celebration like for you, and how can people maybe participate this year?
Now, and that's a great question, right? And I think it's done differently in different locations, but I think you asked the right question, is why. And I think once we understand why it's important, I think that will guide us to making sure in our respective families and communities and regions that we can identify the proper ways to celebrate. A lot of celebrations are done with just people coming together, cookouts, barbecues, music, song, dance, parties. The people do readings, right? I think originally when it began to become a celebration, people would simply read the Emancipation Proclamation because of its significance to contributing to that sense of freedom and liberation. So whatever feels right, but I think things that we should keep in mind from an overarching standpoint are continuing to educate ourselves and identify why this is important to all of us.
And there are, as I mentioned, a lot of celebrations over the Twin Cities. Minneapolis recently made Juneteenth a city holiday, which is a positive step. What has it been like for you to see this recognition grow, with not only people learning more about, but also to have these official municipalities really recognize it as an official holiday?
You said it again. It's growth. For me, it feels encouraging. to see that, because I'm a believer of, you know, we don't know what we don't know. But as Maya Angelou taught us, right, which is one of the great orators that gets quoted and her readings are shared as one of the as an icon to celebrate this holiday. But as she taught us, once we know better, we do better. So I'm a big believer that as long as we continue to push ourselves forward by allowing ourselves to be educated and then conducting ourselves and acting appropriately based on the new information that we have, to me, that's encouraging that it's being recognized and that the people that are in positions of power and influence are taking the necessary steps to acknowledge it and treat it as a holiday. It's not a national holiday yet, but I think that's the direction and aspirations that a lot of people are hoping it'll get to that point. But it makes me feel good to be a resident of this state that acknowledges the significance of Juneteenth.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for informing us, and maybe we'll see some more people out at those celebrations, including with how the Lynx and Timberwolves are involved. This is True Pettigrew, the Vice President of Player Programs, Diversity, and Inclusion with the Timberwolves and Lynx on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. It is 7:58 coming up. We'll have your news. And then later on in the 8 o'clock hour, I will talk to former twin Brian Dozier about what he's doing in the Twin Cities today. It's coming up on the WCCO Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.